If you have something in your life that makes you feel fantastic, have a stack of energy, keeps you healthy so that you don't get sick, and even if you pick up germs, bugs and viruses, you get rid of them really quickly. If you have something in your life that keeps you lean and strong, if you have something in your life that just adds massive value to your life, would you like to share that with the people that you love? And of course, I'm passionate about exercise. Exercise does all of those things. And as an exercise professional, of course, I want everybody to be healthy, fit and strong. Specifically, my family, the people I love, the people I care about. And I'm sure you're the same. If you love people, you want them to be around for a long time. You want them to have great quality of life. You want them to be happy people rather than depressed. You want them to be healthy rather than sick. And if there's anything that can bulletproof them against germs, bugs, viruses, diseases and horrible things that happen, wouldn't it be great to be able to inject that into the lives of the people that we care about? However, have you noticed that there are lots of people that don't like to exercise, and they might even be in your family, people that you love, people that you care about, and you want to inspire them to be fit. You want to inspire them to be healthy and strong. You want to inspire them to put high performance fuel into their body, and it isn't working. Why not? And that is, for me, one of the most frustrating, perplexing, I just can't explain how I have tried my entire career path to inspire and excite people to exercise because of the massive benefits of being healthy, fit and strong. But it obviously isn't working. We have a world that is fatter and sicker and weaker and more depressed than it's ever been. And there are people, we all have people in our lives, I'm sure, who we would want them to exercise. We'd want them to be healthy and they just don't want to exercise. So what do we do? And I certainly don't have the answer at all. What I do know is that preaching at people and telling them what to do and being annoyed and angry with them certainly doesn't work. I've tried that, have you? If somebody's annoyed or frustrated or angry with you or tells you what to do, how's that working for them, getting you to change your mind? And is it possible that the more we push people, the more we tell people what to do, the more we hassle them about exercising or eating healthy food, is it possible that we could actually put up a bigger barrier? Have you noticed that sometimes, particularly with children, if you tell them don't do that, they want to do it more. And if you try and force people to do things, they come up with all the reasons why they don't want to do it. So that obviously doesn't work. So there's a great suggestion that says, well, how about we live the example? How about be healthy, fit and strong, have a stack of energy, be a happy, positive person, an optimistic person, and live the example of a person that is healthy, fit and strong. It's one of the challenges that I always give to exercise professionals, people in the exercise profession. If you love to exercise, have you informed your face? When you're out exercising, does it show on your face that you're having a great time and that you love what you're doing? And if you're not loving it, why not? And do we need to find a way for you to love it so that you can stick a smile on your dial and perhaps that would excite more people to exercise? I often have a giggle about people who go to a fun run, but they don't look like they're having any fun at that fun run. People who go to the gym, and ultimately, if you say to people, what would make you happy? And a lot of people would suggest that if I was leaner, if I was fitter, if I was stronger, if I looked better in my clothes or out of my clothes, I would be happier. But it's interesting because as exercise professionals, and particularly the ones that are in really great shape, that look amazing and they've got beautiful bodies, I'm often encouraging those folks to be more smiley and happy and positive and optimistic. Because if you're in great shape and you look amazing and you're not happy, well, then the general person who's not really happy with the shape of their body is going to say, well, hell, what hope have I got? That person's got a perfect body and they're not happy. What's going to make them happy? So if exercise is adding massive value to your life and you want to live the example, could a great place to start be stick a smile on your dial, look like you're enjoying what you're doing and love it? The next thing I want to share, though, is a very controversial, of course. I think that me personally and lots of people who like to exercise have screwed up exercise for other people, and there's a couple of reasons for that. The first reason is when somebody says to you, what do you do? What exercise do you do to look amazing or to be healthy or to have a stack of energy or all of the above? Have you heard people? I used to do it. Oh, I go to the gym for an hour and I run for an hour and I love to do marathons and I'm just this addicted, fanatical person who exercises all the time. Aren't I amazing? And I feel like a silly person saying it. Because is that possibly one of the reasons why people don't exercise? Because they think that you have to be a fanatic and you have to go to the gym for hours and you have to do big long runs and exercise for a really long time. And if a time is the biggest excuse for people not to exercise, could that be the reason why they or we haven't excited them to exercise? Because they think they have to do it for a long time. So what if we then become the people who ask the question, what is the least amount of exercise I can do to be healthy, fit and strong? What is the least amount of time I need to invest into my body to make sure that I'm healthy, fit and strong? And what if we lived that example? So rather than being the woo-hoo, I'm so amazing, I exercise for hours, what if we lived a life where exercise was just part of our life, not our life? So we weren't fanatical about going to the gym every day and exercising for hours and hours. And of course, if you love that, you have every right to do that. And congratulations for your discipline and commitment and focus for looking after your body. The only challenge I have with that is I know that I have turned people off because people say to me, what is it that you do, Roe, to be healthy, fit and strong? And I've told them, yes, I run marathons and yes, I train exercise every day and yes, I like to go to the gym. And you can see their little faces just turn off completely, apart from the fact that I sound like a dick, but it's just all too hard. So I made a commitment that I was going to live my life a healthy, fit, strong person doing the least amount of exercise as possible. And what is that? And when you study in depth your anatomy and physiology, not listen to what you think is right or what you believe to be true because you've exercised that way for a long time. And I could certainly go there. I was the person that ran at least an hour every day. One year I ran 2 hours every day. I've exercised every day since I was 10 years of age. And that just in itself sounds like a fanatic. However, now when people say to me, Roe, do you exercise every day? I say, yes, I do. However, I also brush my teeth every day. I have a shower every day. I go to bed every night and get some sleep every day. I eat food every day and I breathe every day. Exercise is part of my life, the same as brushing my teeth, having a shower, eating food, sleeping, living. It's just part of my life. And how long do you exercise for, Roe? As little as possible. And as we know, physiologically, when you get puffed or when you sprint, when you do something hard, which makes you puff, that causes your body to get fit. Your physiology changes, your psychology changes, and the body chemistry, the neurotransmitters in your brain change. So not only do you become a fitter, stronger person, but you also have a brain that works better. And is it possible that if our brain's working better, we then become better at making decisions about our food and our exercise? We can think more clearly. We can just make life better because we can think with the brain that is working effectively because we're forcing it to by sprinting, by puffing. And the beautiful thing, of course, to get puffed, you don't have to sprint run. You can skip rope, you can punch a bag, you can run up and down the hallway, you can dance, you can do a martial art, you can play sport, you can do anything that makes you puffed will get you fit. And that's one of the messages that I'm really excited about sharing with the world, that it's not how long you exercise for. In fact, it's how short, because the shorter you exercise, the harder you can exercise for, and the harder you exercise, the more the biochemical changes in your body, the more your brain transmitters change to pump happy drugs into your brain that make you feel good and help you think clearly. So how little can you do? Well, what if we got people just to sprint every so often, and most importantly, sprint / get puffed when they didn't feel good? Because usually when people don't feel good, they turn to something. They turn to food and eat a lot, or they drink alcohol, or they take drugs, or they gamble, or they go and do something that might be harmful for their body because they just don't feel good, so they're trying to feel good. And that's understandable. There's a lot of crappy things happen in the world and people have lots of problems and lots of hassles and they're under stress. So people are looking for a way to get rid of that. But wouldn't it be nice to share with our family, with our friends, the people that we care about, that yes, congratulations, you're obviously aiming to feel better. So you're drinking or smoking or taking drugs or gambling or shopping or doing something that you're addicted to, which is a congratulations because obviously they want to feel better. But what if there was a safer, quicker, better way to feel better and it didn't have any of the horrible side effects of smoking, drinking, taking drugs or gambling? And that's where exercise for me becomes the most exciting, because it's not about going to the gym. It's not about a 45-minute class. It's not about running for even 30 minutes or 20 minutes. If I get puffed, my body chemistry will change. I will de-stress. And obviously, the reaction to stress, and we all know this, when we get stressed, when something's trying to kill us, hurt us, when we feel like we're under threat, whether it's internal or external threat, the body produces neurotransmitters, chemicals that are forcing us to want to sprint, to move. So epinephrine, adrenaline, are the things that our body produces under stress so that we can sprint and we can lift heavy, punch. It's called the flight and fight principle. But most people, instead of fighting or flighting, punching, sprinting, they go drinking or drugging or smoking or doing something harmful to their body because they're trying to get out of stress and feel good. Well, the beautiful thing about sprinting is, yes, your body automatically produces the chemicals designed to get you to sprint. And then after you have sprinted, your brain fills up with neurotransmitters that make you feel good. Dopamine, serotonin, brain-derived neurotropic factor. And the fertilizer for your brain, the brain-derived neurotropic factor, is the one that makes us smarter, wiser, grows new brain cells. It's a fertilizer for the brain. I get really excited about that. So here's a great question. If you want the people in your life to be excited about exercise, excited about being healthy, fit and strong, are you? Or are you the person that says, oh, I've got to go to the gym, or I've got to go for a run, or I hate exercise, but I'm going to do it because I've got to lose weight, versus I can't wait to go and exercise because it makes me feel good. It pumps happy drugs into my brain, gives me a stack of energy and gives me healthy bones, healthy muscles, a strong immune system so I can fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases. It gives me great hair, great skin, great nails, keeps me young, gives me a stack of energy. I love exercise. What if we had that kind of attitude about our exercise? And then instead of trying to convince people they have to do hours and hours, what if it was just every time you feel a bit crappy, go do something really hard for 10 seconds, punch a bag, skip rope, run up and down the hallway, run up and down your backyard, run through some soft sand, run up a flight of stairs, dance, do something for a really short period of time. So if you feel angry or stressed or upset or miserable or depressed or just down, go punch a bag as hard as you can, and when you puff, stop. Go run up and down the hallway, and when you're really puffed, stop. Run up and down a flight of stairs, and when you're really puffed, just stop. And what's interesting is that's usually not more than 10 seconds, but it completely changes people's brains. Now, the other thing it changes is their respiratory quotient. When a body is forced to sprint on a regular basis, it's forced to overload. Your body wants to save the half a kilogram of carbohydrate that we store in our body, and it wants to burn the fat that we have on our body. And guess what? Most of us have excess fat, and there's plenty of it to burn. And if we force our body to become fat-burning machines by getting fit, and that's one of the most exciting things when people say, Roey, why do you like to be fit? Because I turn my body into a fat-burning machine and a virus-fighting machine, a disease-fighting machine, a high-performance machine. If you love the people in your life and you want them to be healthy, fit and strong, perhaps let's not tell them what to do. What if we live the example, and what if we're passionate about exercise, and what if we're passionate about the benefits of being healthy, fit and strong, and what if we can explain them in a really simple way or just by the look on our face? People go, on a regular basis, Roey, what drug are you on? You're always happy. You can't be that happy all the time. Well, I can be, because I literally pump neurotransmitting happy drugs into my brain on a regular basis. And when I say regular, for me, it's 4 puffs an hour. I'm into the habit now of about every 15 minutes doing something that makes me puff. And if I puff, I feel good. And if I feel good, I'm more likely to think clearly. And if I'm thinking clearly, my life is better. How about yours? So if you want your family to be healthy, fit and strong, is it time to stop telling them what to do? Start living the example of what healthy, fit and strong is. And perhaps rather than hours and hours of exercise, what if we committed to the minimal amount? And I know that there's a lot of people that are really scared of that. You know, I'm used to exercising for an hour, or I have to do a class for 45 minutes, or if I don't do 30 minutes, I feel like I haven't exercised. Well, what if you took that 30 minutes that you've got and just sprinted and then rested, so that your actual exercise time was still only that 10-second period? Or an even better question, even if you have time now to exercise for 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours, is it possible that there will come a time in your life when you are too busy to exercise, when you don't have time to exercise? And wouldn't it be nice to know that even if you don't have time, all you need to do is 4 puffs an hour and get puffed. Get puffed. 10 seconds it takes. And you're talking about an exercise program that's just minimal number of minutes per day. And as we know, to get strong, we've just got to overload all the muscles and bones in our body. We can do that once a week in a couple, if not three exercises. What if it was that simple? And I'm going to ask that question. What if it was that simple? Would more people do it? And if more people are healthy, fit and strong, would the world be a happier place? Less disease, less chance of picking up a virus, less chance of being depressed. They're all really important questions to ask if you are a parent, a teacher or a coach. And if, like me, you are an exercise professional and you are committed to helping people to be healthy, fit and strong, is it time for us to live the example and to make healthy, fit and strong easy and short rather than long and boring? Could that be a great question?